A major area of debate around immigration is jobs and unemployment. Undocumented immigrants have long been accused of stealing work from Americans. The charge has been popping up a lot this year in election campaigns around the country. Here's one example. This one comes to us courtesy of station WBUR. It's a clip of a speech by Bill Hudak, who's a Republican candidate for Congress in Massachusetts.
Why is it that 10% unemployment continues? Is it possible that having so many illegal aliens in our country, is that a reason why all of a sudden we have less jobs available for the people here?
Once again, that's Republican candidate for Congress Bill Hudak in Massachusetts. Well, the relationship between unemployment and immigration isn't clear-cut. Manuel Pastor is a professor of American Studies and Ethnicity at the University of Southern California. Manuel, are undocumented workers in America taking jobs away from Americans? If you look at the numbers, what do they tell you?
Well, most of the studies that we do tend to conclude that immigrants are actually a net boon to the U.S. economy in terms of economic growth, for the most part because they provide complementary labor. But the other thing is that this particular recession was actually caused by a financial crisis and a housing crisis, and what that's meant is a big slowdown in construction. There were a lot of undocumented workers in that sector and also in the service sector, and in fact, this recession has hit undocumented workers particularly hard.
Okay, let's talk, though, about what you said about they provide complementary labor, complementary versus substitute labor.
Yeah, in fact, undocumented workers, immigrant workers, tend to keep industries alive that might otherwise not stay in the United States, having to do with things like garments and assembly and even agriculture. And so these are jobs that, in fact, are, you know, we, by supporting those industries, we wind up also supporting the jobs of truckers and fashion designers and people in higher skilled jobs within manufacturing. So most economists, if you bring a conservative economist into the room, if you bring a more progressive or liberal economist into the room, if you bring a mainstream economist into the room, we all generally tend to agree that immigrants are a boon to the U.S. economy, that there are some impacts of displacement in particular sectors, that overall the aggregate effect is pretty small.
Okay, and just to be clear, when you say they're a boon to the U.S. economy, because as the line goes, they're taking jobs that Americans will not take, I wonder if that's really true in all cases, especially if you have maybe a blue-collar worker who lost his or her job and would be willing to work picking fruit, for instance. But also, I wonder what the numbers specifically say in terms of the contribution, aside from that, that undocumented immigrants are supposedly making.
When you look at the cross effects of immigrant workers and undocumented workers, what you tend to find is that it's a positive effect on overall employment in the U.S. economy. This is not to say that there aren't particular cases of displacement in particular industries like the drywalling industry here in Southern California that had a big movement in of undocumented immigrant workers. We've seen some of these issues in hoteling. But overall, the aggregate effect tends to be a net positive for the U.S. economy. It is also a net positive at the federal level in terms of the taxes and Social Security contributions that immigrants, including undocumented immigrants, make, and that they often never take out later.
Now, how could it be, though, that an undocumented immigrant would be able to contribute to Social Security and pay, say, income taxes if he or she is undocumented here illegally and doesn't even have a Social Security number?
The image of undocumented workers is of the day laborer in the informal sector in front of a Walmart or in front of a Home Depot. But in fact, most folks have managed to work their way into what's called more formal sector employment, where they're actually paying payroll taxes, contributing to Social Security, et cetera.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us. Manuel Pastor is a professor of American Studies and Ethnicity at the University of Southern California. He's also director of the Center for the Study of Immigrant Integration. Nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well.